Jim McClung, Arc Your Monologues. August 18, 2016. Here's something to think about. Something interesting. It's like one of those duh moments. 3. The MIM says 3 reasons for term limits. Alright, that's not important. But I'll list them. Eliminates career. It eliminates career politicians. Promotes new ideas. Fights corruption. And underneath the MIM it says 75% of Americans support term limits for members of Congress. Alright, you ready for this? We already have term limits. It's called voting them out. Duh! If 75% of Americans are in favor of term limits, then simply voting them out will be the term limit. You know, this is not rocket science, people. You know, duh! I live in a country full of idiots. Alright, I'm kind of repeat that. Alright, term limits. Alright, term limits for like Congress. Okay? Alright. We already have term limits. There's a process that limits the terms in office of people that are elected. Like congressmen, you know, senators and stuff. It's called vote them out. Duh. If 75% of Americans are in favor of term limits, then simply voting out the official that's, you know, elected, if you vote him out, if 75% of the people want his term to be limited to, you know, 1-2 terms or whatever, then vote him out. I mean, vote for the other guy. 75%. You understand what I mean? It's like, oh, we don't want this guy serving as a senator longer than 1 term or 2 terms. And then we want him to, you know, get out. So when it comes up for his election, re-election, you know, the 3rd time, and you say, I think 3 times is too many. I think 2 is enough. And so there's 75% of us say that's true, that we don't want them to be in office more than 2 terms, and just vote for the other guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, duh! I swear to God, sometimes I think Americans are just fucking retarded. Boggles the mind. Alright. Next. Alright. Here's the MIM, Facebook. Can't show you the picture, the visual, but I'll read you the words on the MIM. Attention police everywhere. Repeatedly punching someone in the head won't make them put their hands behind their back. It will instinctively make them protect themselves or their, you know, their face, put their arms up around themselves to try to protect themselves from being beaten by a pig bastard Nazi police state fucker. You get it? In the MIM, there's a picture of a cop straddling a guy on the floor. Black guy, go figure, with his club in the air, you know, like he's beating the crap out of this guy on the ground with his freaking club. And then there's some people in the background that are like pretty much not even paying much attention. You know, like, well, just a cop beating the sense out of a freaking other guy. You know, black guy. Sorry, didn't want to bring race into it, but just happens to be a fact that he is a black guy on the ground, you know, being beaten by a fucking Nazi bastard pig shit motherfucker. in a uniform. Alright, here's the deal. Here's the policy of this country, at least, as far as I know. Yeah, here's the thing. If you or anyone sees a cop doing this, since it's a crime to beat the crap out of an unarmed person, sometimes they do that after they handcuff them, by the way. And sometimes they just fucking shoot them. In the back, even. Excuse me. Here's the deal. If you're an American, you understand the concept. You understand the principle. If you see a cop committing a crime, you know, like beating the crap out of somebody that's unarmed and, you know, like on the ground defenseless, what do? You stop the cop from doing that because he's committing a crime. How? All right. You know, first, I guess it's okay to say, hey, pig, cop, you, stop doing that now. You know, like a warning. And if he doesn't stop, if he just ignores you, then you shoot the fucker. What the hell is wrong with you people? It's your job to protect and defend your friends, your neighbors, your family, your fellow Americans, your fellow human beings. If you see a cop breaking the law, and I'm sorry to say, you know, beating someone in the head with a club is a crime. And if a cop's doing it, it's a really disgusting crime. And for us to just, oh, I'm just going to stand here and, like, take a picture of this or a video of it, you know, and then, you know, put it on the internet. In the meantime, the guy's got beat to death by a freaking lunatic in a uniform. What's wrong with you people? Seriously. And since I know that there is sort of a principle here, it's called don't just stand there and do nothing while a fellow human being is being murdered or beaten into a coma. If you're walking down the street in the evening sometime, you're just walking down, you're just coming home from going to the movies or something, walking down the street, and you pass through around, you know, across the, and there's an alleyway, and then you look in the alleyway, and you hear some girl back in there screaming, and she's on the ground, and there's this guy, you know, on top of her, like, fuck, 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 raping her to hell, and you're like, ah, not my business. Wrong. It is your business. And what you do is, you stop it. Oh, let's call a cop. Yeah, like a cop will get there when? 20, 30 minutes from now? Big freaking deal. In that case, you're a citizen. You become the cop. It's your duty. It's your duty to defend your fellow human beings in those cases where you happen to be a witness and see it happening. You should have, you know, the means, the proper, be prepared to deal with this kind of insanity. You see a woman, a girl, on the floor, on the ground, in an alley, and then, you know, screaming and kicking and struggling and shit. You know, obviously she's not, you know, consenting to be fucked. What do? You do what a citizen is required to do. An American citizen, I repeat, required to come to the aid and defense of innocent victims being killed, abused, violated, raped by anyone, cop or not. So, you're just one person. Oh, well, if you're not prepared to protect yourself, then, you know, obviously you're not going to protect anyone else either. You're pretty much worthless. So, if you got a gun, like you should have, if you're, like, conscious of being, you know, freaking care about not being murdered, raped, and stuff in alleys. I mean, if it's her in the alley, could very well be you in the alley being raped or beaten or murdered or whatever by the fucking Nazi peace state bastards. Defend yourself. Oh, and you're supposed to defend your fellow American, fellow human being. It's a moral obligation. So if you see someone raping somebody in an alley and you're like, well, I'll just pull out my gun and I'll yell at the guy raping this woman or girl,
Oh, let's say she's 15-year-old girl, a teenager. Somebody's freaking daughter.
And she's screaming, help me, help me, help me, he's fucking me, help me, he's raping me, oh God, help me, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. You know, and you just walk on by, you're a fucking piece of shit. Really. Thinking about this, are you? I hope so.
Ah, it's a good rant. Yes.
Don't. If you just walk on by, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're just as guilty as the rapist. You're just as guilty as the cop beating the fuck out of some innocent guy on the ground. Armed, unarmed guy. Defenseless guy. Probably even an innocent guy, because why would a cop be beating someone on the top of the head for crying out loud with a freaking club? Why? I mean, he has a gun. Can he just, like, oh, you're standing there, laying there on the ground. Now, here, I got a gun. I'm pointing at you. I'm not going to shoot you. I might wound you if I have to, but you don't have any weapons. You're just laying there on the ground looking at me saying, now what? And your hands are up in the air. You know. Why are you trying to arrest the guy in the first place? Oh, assuming you're trying to arrest him and not kill him. No, I'm trying to kill him. I don't want to arrest him. Too much paperwork. I'm serious. What the fuck is wrong with you people? You're disgusting. You're just absolutely fucking disgusting. If you're not like these people I'm talking about, if you're not one of those people, if you're actually a civilized, decent human being, and if you actually know that it's your duty, responsibility to, you know, try to stop a crime such as somebody being raped. See, that's the problem with American pussies.
That's not my job. Let the cops do it.
That's where the problem started in the first place. By getting this mindset, this stupid, fucking stupid idea, this stupid, stupid, stupid idea in your head, you allowed it to get in your head and made you like a fucking dumbass. That, oh, hey, it's not my job. I gotta call a cop. You are the cop in that case. What is a cop's duty? What is their job? Protect and serve, eh?
Well,
for one thing, you know, it's your job. You are the cop in that case. And if the cop is doing the crime, it's your duty as a citizen cop to arrest that person, or at the very least, stop that person from committing a crime like raping somebody or beating the fuck out of them with a club in broad daylight, even, apparently, in this mem. And if the cop doesn't cease and desist committing a crime of battery, by the way, battery and assault are two different things. Assault is just, hey, I'm going to beat you upside the head. But battery is when, hey, whack, 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 whack. So it's not assault to whack someone in the head. That's battery. Words mean what they fucking mean. American people are like, you know, oh, let's just turn the English language into babble. Morons. All right. That's the rant of the day. I might even have a few more in me. We'll see. All right, just wanted to tell you about this story. All right, so if you don't get it, you're pointless. All right, I'm going to take a break. All right, I'm going to say another thing about that. Warn the guy. You know, you're walking down the street, you look down the alley, there's a cop or a civilian, you know, in the alley raping somebody. Oh, poor kid, you're raping a girl. What the hell's wrong with you, you sick bastard? Stop that. And, you know, warn him. And if he doesn't cease and desist his criminal behavior, you know, violence against another person, then you have the right, you have the authority to shoot the fucker. Whoever he may be, cops are not immune from the law. They have to obey the law too. cops, police, officers have a double standard. I mean a dual obligation. They not only have to act like civilized human beings, they also have to obey the Constitution. Police officers are not allowed to violate your rights. That's why the Constitution exists. That's the point. Hey, cop, don't murder people. Don't violate their rights to, you know, like not be beaten upon the head with a club. You can't call it self-defense if some guy is like unarmed and he's like laying on the ground, you know, like in a semi-conscious state, and you're standing over him, you know, beating him with a club. You have gone beyond, you know, the job description. You have become a fucking animal. A rabid dog. And you should be put down on the spot. If you don't cease and desist from committing your crime of violence against another human being. And this is the mindset we should have in this country. All Americans should be aware of this. They should understand this. They should act accordingly. If you see someone committing a crime, hopefully you have the means to do that on your person. And I don't mean call a cop or your cell phone. It's just a waste of time. Odds are the cops that come, you know, after you call them, are going to go on the side of the cop because they stick together. Animals do that. Barbarians, oh, like, he's one of us. He's a barbarian. You know, we're barbarians. He's a barbarian. Go ahead. Keep raping, keep pillaging, keep plundering, keep murdering, keep killing, keep hitting people in the head with a club. It's okay. It's just, he's a cop. But he's got a victim. Yeah, but, you know, hey, who cares? It's just some guy. It's just disgusting. Americans have sunk down to the bottom of the pit. Most of them. I'm going to say most. From what I've observed, most Americans are not that bright. All right. I think I made my point. Got a problem with that? Yeah, fuck you. I'll be back. All right, Bobby on Facebook shared a meme. I'll read it to you. You can imagine looking at little stick figures saying the words that I'm going to read. Like a cartoon, stick figures. Kind of cute. Alright. Here's what it says. Public service announcement. The right to free speech means the government can't arrest you for what you say. Or, I'm going to add this little editor note here, or stop you for saying whatever you want. It's against the law. Government has a constitution. The constitution is the law that governs the government. It says to the government, you can't interfere with people's free speech rights. I mean, you just can't. If you do, you commit a treason and we can shoot you or hang you or whatever. Anyway, reading on. It doesn't mean that anyone else has to listen to your bullshit or host you while you share it. The First Amendment doesn't shield you from criticism or consequences. Okay? Continuing. If you're yelled at, boycotted, have your show canceled, or get banned from an internet community, your free speech rights aren't being violated. It's just that the people listening think you're an asshole and they're showing you the door. Alright. Okay. My comments. That's why I do this show. Archer Monologues. You know, because I can talk and you can listen. Or not. But the government can't tell you you can't listen. And the government can't tell me that I can't talk on the radio. Because it's my show. And I'm exercising my right to express my thoughts freely on the radio. I own the radio station, by the way. I own it. I bought it. I paid for it. It's mine. All right. Facebook indeed violates the inalienable human rights of its members. Freedom. Free speech. I'm not saying it's a crime that they do that. As said, the Constitution, the law that governs the government, does tell the government what it can and cannot do in regards to natural, inalienable human rights, like free speech. What I am saying is, when Facebook does it, when Facebook censors people's speech, expressions, whether that be text or audio or video or photographs, memes. Wonder what that means. I wonder where that came from. Memes, whichever way you pronounce it. I have to come up with a new label for every damn new invention and technology that they come up with. Okay, continuing. What I'm saying is, when Facebook does it, Facebook is not being nice. Facebook doesn't have to censor people. It doesn't have to exercise that corporate privilege. Let that sink in for a second. Just because they can doesn't mean they must. Because you can doesn't mean you should. It's because you have the right to say whatever you want doesn't mean it's a good idea. So Facebook, just because they have the corporate power to censor its members, doesn't mean Facebook should exercise that power. Right or wrong, legal or illegal, they do it. Facebook, Zuckerfucker, does it. But let's mention one thing else that might be relevant. Facebook is a corporation. Corporations must follow corporate laws. Corporate law says that corporations are not allowed to violate human rights. It's like a prime directive for fictitious entities engaging in a privilege. You see, corporations don't engage in the exercising of human rights because they're not human. They're corporations, fictitious entities. They're not people. Now, yes, people own the corporations, or they have corporate officers. But the corporate officers, as human beings, are serving the corporation, a fictitious entity, which puts the fictitious entity above the corporate officers. Sort of like saying the corporation owns the corporate officers, not the other way around. Now, you might own stock in the corporation, but you can own the stock. Doesn't mean you own the company. It's a corporation created out of thin air by the government. A lot of people don't get that. Corporations are created by other fictitious entities like corporate government. They are granted the privilege of engaging in a business or an activity. That activity is therefore a privilege. the privilege of doing business as Facebook. Zuckerfucker is exercising his privilege granted to him by the government, which created his corporation. He applied for incorporation. He got granted incorporation to exercise a corporate privilege, not a human right. So corporations don't have rights. And by the way, the government is a corporation, therefore it has no human rights either. It exercises the privilege of serving the people, in theory. Well, legally speaking, they must, but the government doesn't do what it's required to do by law, because the government is, you know, ass wipes, bullies, tyrants, etc. They have power. They may not have the authority, and they certainly don't have the right to tell me what to do or say. All right, corporate law. It's the law. If the law was enforced, Facebook could lose its corporate charter for violating human rights. One of the conditions for getting a corporate incorporated is, you know, you're granted the privilege to do a thing, and, you know, corporations are the only entity in this country that the government can actually regulate. You're allowed to regulate something you created, and the government created a corporation. So Facebook was created by the government, another corporation. So corporate laws apply to corporations, not to human beings. And that's the story on that. So Facebook should be told in no uncertain terms, if you violate human rights, you're violating your charter and therefore the law, corporate law, and you know, there should be consequences for that. The government should step on Facebook for doing that and say, hey, no more of that. I don't personally think it's worth it for me to like take this case to the Supreme Court, but somebody should, and say, hey, your honors of the Supreme Court, Facebook is engaging in a privilege, corporate privilege. You granted it the privilege license to do that. They're violating human rights. Make them stop. That is to say, the corporate officers of Facebook. Because the law says you can do that, and the law says you must, because that's your job as Supreme Court. You know. So, now you know that. Now you've got this information. I just told you. If you don't believe me, oh, by the way, I say what I say, I mean what I mean, I say what I mean. I use English, not babble. I say what I want to say. I express it very well. If you don't understand English, then you're going to be like, huh? And I will probably laugh at you, because, oh, that person is illiterate. Understand English. Now, if you're like French or German or Russian and, you know, don't speak English, then okay, fine. Then you have no idea what I just said, apparently. Possibly. Then I can excuse you for ignorance. You're probably not illiterate in your native tongue. It's possible you could be, because after all, most Americans are ignorant of their native tongue, English. A lot of people born and raised and live and die in America, and English has been a language for like a long time, well before the time that these people were born. I'm thinking of the millennials now. Those poor schnooks haven't got a clue, because nobody bothers to tell them, except me and a few other people. Yeah, the right to sue a corporation if they violate human rights. It's just, that's just the rule. You can't, and you should. I've got a lot of money, a lot of time. Facebook is not that important, in my opinion. To me, I mean, you know, social media is important, But, you know, you have to choose your battles, and I just don't have time to battle everybody or every corporation or every criminal in the world, including, you know, 99.99% of the government is criminal. So anyway, just want to let you in on that. Give it some thought. Hope you see it that way, because if you don't see it that way, then you don't see it at all, because there's only one way to see the truth, I think. Well, that's my opinion. Well, not just not my opinion. It's more than an opinion. We won't get into opinions. I already spoke about that before, previous show. All right, we'll take a break. I'll be back. As an odd note, after I just said what I just said, I mean, I posted it on Facebook. Oddly enough, it's like 5 minutes later, my Facebook page is acting really weird. Do you think maybe Facebook is trying to send me a message? You know, like, don't disrespect the corporate elite. Strange things have happened. Maybe Mr. Zuckerfucker doesn't like it when I say stupid shit. Well, when I say nasty stuff about him and his corporation violating human rights and stuff, he's got the power to cut me out, ban me from Facebook. That kind of power shouldn't be in the hands of lunatics. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump or frickin' Hillary. Well, they shouldn't have it either. Ah, there's the phone. I gotta put you on pause. All right. Let's talk about term limits. Ah, I got this thing on Facebook. Apparently they've got their own... They've got their own page on Facebook called U.S. Term Limits. All right, here's what it says. If you're fed up with career politicians in D.C., sign the petition for term limits. Sign the petition. Against what? To, you know, create term limits. Let me tell you why that's a bad idea. In fact, it's a stupid idea. Let me tell you why. All right? I'm just going to read what I posted. Apparently, you folks want to void the democratic process and overrule the voters' wishes. If they want that person to stay in office, they vote for that person. And if that person wins the election, then it's obvious that the majority who voted for them wants them in office. These career politicians stay in office because, why? The people voted them back in. I mean, come on. For Christ's sake, what the fuck is wrong with you people? We already have a process for that. It's called vote them out. And noisemaker going by on the roof. You understand the concept? You vote, if the majority of people that vote for the guy, he wins. That's these career politicians in Washington, it's not like, oh, they just go there and hang out and just keep staying. It wasn't like we hired them and just forgot to fire them. Oh, we're not supposed to fire them. We're not supposed to say, okay, you're done. We're not going to vote for you anymore. You're out of there. What the fuck? I honestly believe that most Americans are fucking retarded. Boggles the mind, really. I mean, but term limits. What's even more absurd, these idiots think, oh, let's sign a petition and send it to the freaking Congress and tell Congress to make a law saying that they can't be in office more than, I don't know, 2 terms because, you know, in spite of the fact, just totally disregard the fact that they got the majority of the vote in their state or district that they came from, that they were elected from. That's like, let's just impose term limits on people that, you know, the people, well, in the first place, Congress is not going to vote for that for themselves because obviously they, well, one, they want to stay in office, they want to keep the job. I understand that. It's crooked, it's corrupt, it's bad, but, you know, hey, if some guy like Ron Paul is, you know, the people in Texas kept voting him into office for like, what, 40 years? Well, if Ron Paul keeps winning the election, it's apparently obvious, to be redundant, it's apparently obvious that the people that voted for him wanted him to be in office for 40 years. That's called, you know, freedom. It's called democracy. Not that I think democracy is a good system, but, you know, if you're voting and people get to vote for their candidate of their choice, and the more people vote for one guy than the other guy, then that guy wins, and that guy gets to be in office. And if you vote for him like in overwhelming numbers, and he wins the election, then obviously the people want him to be in office, like Ron Paul, 40 years or whatever. Now, I don't know. I think Ron Paul's a pretty decent guy for the most part, but, you know, what did he do? Anyway, that's another story. The point is, there's a process called voting. That's why we vote. To vote them in, or vote them out, vote someone else in. You don't need some sort of law or rule, because that's why you vote. If I wanted, you know, if I was in Texas, living there, resident of Texas, citizen of Texas, because you're a citizen of the state in which you reside, not the United States, not America, you know, the state. That's where your citizenship is. By law, that's what it is. A lot of people in Texas like Ron Paul to be in Congress, and election comes around and they all vote, yeah, Ron, we like you. Keep working. Stay in office. You know, 51% of us said, yeah, go ahead. Keep right on doing your thing. That's called freedom, democracy, etc. at work. That's a democracy at work. That's why we have elections, to vote people in, to vote them out, to vote new people in, and not vote people back in, and whatever. That's the process. That's the American way of doing it. God damn, you people are stupid. Oh, if you're listening to this and you're not one of those people, then you're not stupid, and I'm not calling you stupid. You know, you're pretty bright if you agree with reality. But most people in America are not too keen on reality. Not too keen on being smart and being able to think through the obvious. You know, let me think. What do? We need a congressman to go to Congress in Washington. We're in West Virginia. Let's vote for somebody. Who are we going to vote for? Well, this guy says he wants to be a senator, you know, like Senator Manchin or whatever, Senator Rockefeller. Oh, that bastard. Anyway, Manchin, he said, I'm going to run for the Senate. I want to be a senator. So West Virginia people, you know, vote for me. And then there's some other guy over there, you know, John Smith, whatever. I want to be the senator. Vote for me instead. And then, West Virginia people that can vote, you know, we're going to vote for Mr. Manchin this time because we like him and we think he's a good guy. And I'm not going to criticize Mr. Manchin at this point. I have a few things I can say about him, but not now. You know, this is not the time. But I'm talking about the process. So, you know, like, a million people vote for Mr. Manchin to be senator, and Only 500,000 vote for John Smith to be senator. Well, Mr. Manchin's going to be the senator because he won the election. More people wanted him to be senator than they wanted the other guy to be senator. And that's the process. That's the way it works. It's America. Sheesh. So Mr. Manchin's the senator. And that's the way it is. It's the way it works. It's just logical. It just makes sense. It's like, it should be common sense to know. That's how it's done. And that works, pretty much. But no, these bullies want to tell me, you know, oh, you can vote for him all you want, but he can't run anymore. He can only be for a congressman for 2 terms. Because we said so. I'm sorry, but if it isn't broke, don't fix it. And you got a means to deal with that. If you don't, you know, if you don't want Senator Manchin to be senator for like 40 years or whatever, then just say, you know, we're not going to vote for you. We're going to vote for the other guy. So you're done. We in effect said we're voting for the other guy, so you're fired, Mr. Manchin. So pack it up, go home. You're done. But you don't want Congress to say that. Oh, Congress is going to say, oh, yeah, let's vote against ourselves. Let's vote to make us not, you know, we can't, even though, you know, like 90% of the people in West Virginia voted for Senator Rockefeller. I'm making this up. I don't know how many voted. Apparently more voted for him than against him. So, you know, like 90% of West Virginians voted for Senator Rockefeller to be like freaking senator. And they kept doing it over and over and over and over again, even though the man's a fucking traitor and a piece of shit. Carpetbagger from New York. Duh. A lot of other nasty things in his family, too. We won't get into that. But, you know, what I'm saying? It's obvious. So, fuck the petition crap. That's bullshit. Let's try and, you know, like, oh, let's get a petition so that the people can't vote for who they want. Thus overriding democracy and the policy. Oh, God. Boggles the mind. All right. Said that, did that. What else? Anything? I'm just, for crying out loud, people. Get a brain. I know they're not going to get a brain just because I said so. You know, yeah, people are dumb people. See, they're just. I've been drinking too much fluoride lately. Yeah. Fluoride. Another show. Another time. Get into that. Just remember, drink the water. You're drinking a chemical that will rot your brain. All right. On that note, I'm going to end this. Talk to you later. Have a good day.